The study breaks down where and how women are leading in county government, and it's co-authored by Dr. April Townsend and Dr. Susan Madsen. Madsen says there were some surprises in the number of women in each county government.
Typically, according to the research, you would have more women in the largest counties and less women in the smaller counties, but you didn't really see that. It's more like a curve. Counties with less employees actually have some of the highest, but then the largest county government in terms of employee had the highest as well, and then in the middle, they were a bit lower. So that was surprising.
The findings are difficult to compare to other states as there is little to no data on women in county government. The study's authors hope this baseline will be the first step on the road to equal representation for women across all levels of government.
American democracy is grounded in the idea of representation. I mean, that's a basic concept in the United States with the democracy. And what becomes clearer and clearer as the research moves forward is that if you don't have that representation at all levels of government, that you really don't get the representation and the voices and the decision-making that you need.
This is the second of three parts in the Utah Women and Leadership Project. The full study can be found at usu.edu/UWLP. For UPR, I'm Maya Fairbanks.